Section 8. Tragedy on Wheeler Avenue. So there they were, Sean Carroll, Ed McMillan, Richard Murphy, and Ken Boss. It was late. They were in the South Bronx. They saw a young black man, and he seemed to be behaving oddly. They were driving past, so they couldn't see him well, but right away they began to construct a system to explain his behavior. He's not a big man, for instance. He's quite small. What does small mean? It means he's got a gun, says De Becker, imagining what flashed through their minds. He's out there alone, at 12:30 in the morning, in this lousy neighborhood, alone. A black guy. He's got a gun, otherwise he wouldn't be there. And he's little to boot. Where is he getting the balls to stand out there in the middle of the night? He's got a gun. That's the story you tell yourself. They backed the car up. Carroll said later he was amazed that Diallo was still standing there. Don't bad guys run at the sight of a car full of police officers? Carroll and McMillan get out of the car. McMillan calls out, "Police, can we have a word?" Diallo pauses. He is terrified, of course, and his terror is written all over his face. Two towering white men, utterly out of place in that neighborhood and at that time of night, have confronted him. But the mind-reading moment is lost because Diallo turns and runs back into the building. Now it's a pursuit, and Carroll and McMillan are not experienced officers, like the officer who watched the pearl-handled revolver rise toward him. They are raw. They are new to the Bronx, and new to the street crime unit, and new to the unimaginable stresses of chasing what they think is an armed man down a darkened hallway. Their heart rates soar. Their attention narrows. Wheeler Avenue is an old part of the Bronx. The sidewalk is flush with the curb, and Diallo's apartment building is flush with the sidewalk, separated by just a four-step stoop. There is no white space here. When they step out of the squad car and stand on the street, McMillan and Carroll are no more than 10 or 15 feet from Diallo. Now Diallo runs. It's a chase. Carroll and McMillan were just a little aroused before. What is their heart rate now? 175? 200? Diallo is now inside the vestibule, up against the inner door of his building. He twists his body sideways and digs at something in his pocket. Carroll and McMillan have neither cover nor concealment. There is no car door pillar to shield them, to allow them to slow the moment down. They are in the line of fire, and what Carroll sees is Diallo's hand and the tip of something black. As it happens, it is a wallet. But Diallo is black, and it's late, and it's the South Bronx, and time is being measured now in milliseconds, and under those circumstances, we know that wallets invariably look like guns. Diallo's face might tell him something different, but Carroll isn't looking at Diallo's face. And even if he were, it isn't clear that he would understand what he saw there. He's not mind-reading now. He's effectively autistic. He's locked in on whatever it is coming out of Diallo's pocket, just as Peter was locked in on the light switch in George and Martha's kissing scene. Carroll yells out, "He's got a gun," and he starts firing. McMillan falls backward and starts firing, and a man falling backward in combination with the report of a gun seems like it can only mean one thing. He's been shot. So Carroll keeps firing, and McMillan sees Carroll firing, so he keeps firing. And Boss and Murphy see Carroll and McMillan firing, so they jump out of the car and start firing too. The papers the next day will make much of the fact that 41 bullets were fired, but the truth is that four people with semi-automatic pistols can fire 41 bullets in about 2.5 seconds. The entire incident, in fact, from start to finish, was probably over in less time than it has taken me to read this paragraph. But packed inside those few seconds were enough steps and decisions to fill a lifetime. Carroll and McMillan call out to Diallo. 1001. He turns back into the house. 1002. They run after him, across the sidewalk and up the steps. 1003. Diallo is in the hallway, tugging at something in his pocket. 1004. Carroll yells out, "He's got a gun." The shooting starts. 1005. 1006. Bang, bang, bang. 1007. Silence. Boss runs up to Diallo, looks down at the floor, and yells out, "Where's the fucking gun?" And then runs up the street toward Westchester Avenue because he has lost track in the shouting and the shooting of where he is. Carol sits down on the steps next to Diallo's bullet-ridden body and starts to cry.